This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also all across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the Internet and the satellite around the world right now. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, thanks for all that you do. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our brand new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for all the different things that we have over there. Take a look at it and see what's there. All new, all remodeled, all brand new. How's that? New. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's start with a pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, they need some of that in Portland, because tonight, again, another protest, probably going to be declared another riot. We've had at least one or two shots fired near the Portland protest. Two people are in custody. I understand one person is wounded, and a massive crowd has formed there at that courthouse, which their targets now plain and easy to see around the country, the courthouses, because they set fire to one in Oakland, California, a little while ago.
That's right, Captain. About 7:25 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday, there was a gunshot near Southwest 4th Avenue and Salmon Street in Portland, and that's where you had the two people taken into custody. One person is reported wounded. We don't know exactly what led to the shooting in terms of exactly what happened on the ramp up to that, but obviously that is not a good thing. Also, and as you mentioned, yes, they're gathering at the courthouse, and then in Oakland, about 700 demonstrators started out in what they're calling a peaceful march on Saturday, but then evidently it wound up with them setting fire to the courthouse there in Oakland, in Alameda County, in California. So this is, again, yeah, you're right. This is very, very similar to what's happening in different cities.
Well, what part of the word insurrection don't you understand in the case of Portland, Oregon?
Well, exactly right. And in fact, Captain, I think it would be interesting, I mean, to ask you this question, and that is, you know, what we're seeing, we're not seeing spontaneous eruptions
No.
of people attacking. We're seeing them using tactics, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. They're using tactics that have been derived, that have been worked on, that may have been practiced somewhere else, and they're applying them not just in Portland, but around the country in various areas.
Well, exactly right. And see, this is something that, and again, I'm glad you mentioned the word insurrection, because I think a lot of people are scratching their heads saying, why can't the federal government do something, perhaps activate the National Guard? Because if you have people basically organized using military-style tactics to attack federal buildings or anybody, it doesn't just matter if it's a federal building, shouldn't that fall under that Insurrection Act?
Yes, and the only thing they lack so far is the weapons. They're using they're using guerrilla-style weapons, to be honest with you, but that's the only thing they lack. And if they ever got their hands, for example, what's one of the things you might find in a courthouse? Weapons.
Weapons.
You betcha, because they're going to be in there for the guards, the federal officers are in there are going to have a gun cabinet and ammunition, this, that, and the other, and all that somewhere along the line. That's why, one of the reasons why they're trying to get in there. Plus, their goal, their stated goal, is to destroy the courthouse as the symbol of America's law and order. That's their stated goal from Antifa.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we heard one of the protesters or just a few days ago saying, we're not here to just abolish the police. We're here to abolish the United States as it currently stands, basically.
Yep.
And so I don't think we need to hear much more than that. I mean, that's it. Nope. I think we should believe them.
Nope. And the acting DHS secretary is talking about sending more federal law enforcement to protect the federal buildings and courthouses around the country. Obviously, Oakland is now going to be a problem spot.
Absolutely. And what happens is it begins spreading. And, of course, they are attacking the federal buildings, as you're talking about, Captain, or courthouses. But obviously, they could attack anything they wanted to. And quite frankly, I would think that the public sentiment would be, do something about this, because otherwise you're going to have others who might start taking things into their own hands, as we've seen some of these militias begin to come up, and that could be a very scary thing.
We saw a big-time display of militia power in Louisville, Kentucky, and we had a problem there because one guy that was a militia member reacted defensively against three other militia members and shot them, not knowing that they were militia members. I don't know how he couldn't have known that, because everybody was supposed to be there. We're militia people. And he shot and wounded three of them, and he was taken into custody in Louisville.
Well, right. So the fear should not be, oh, my goodness, what happens if the government does something about this? The fear should be, what if it doesn't do something about this?
Right. And hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're just getting fired up, and I'll tell you what a night we got planned for you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, the combination of the ingredients in Relief Factor of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers and eliminates pain in most cases associated from everyday exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It also comes to you in convenient individual packets, easy to take. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, if you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, take a look at the three-week quick start that's right there for $19.95. That's what it costs, a three-week quick start. And at the end of 3 weeks, you will be feeling much better in 99% of the cases out there. I've had, so far, knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, I've not had anybody tell me that they haven't felt better after taking it. And we've had tens of thousands of people that have wound up becoming customers as a result of that because it works. It works for me. I've been taking it for 4 years. So, again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 three-week quick start that's right there. All right, back to you, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, there's a massive scheme in place that's keeping all of this stuff going, and I think you know what part of it is, but let me just start with this. The prisoners that had been released from some of the jails, supposedly nonviolent, correct?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
They're getting out, and some of them are showing up on the streets with $200 sneakers and some fancy bling, this, that, and the other. If you've been a prisoner and you've been in jail and you really don't have a bunch of money to begin with, I wonder how they're getting that stuff.
Well, maybe there's a benefactor going around.
In other words, they might be getting paid, as we've been being told by some of these demonstrators, are getting $200 a day to be out on the street.
Right, exactly.
And there seems to be an unlimited source of money coming from?
Probably the likes of George Soros.
That's it. Yep. That's it. Upwards to $15 to $20 billion so far and coming still to these irks out there. But here's the other part of what's going on. George Soros gave a lot of money last election cycle to district attorneys running around the country. You know that, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's part of it.
And the district attorney in St. Louis, they call her a circuit attorney, her name is Kimberly Gardner. She got a lot of money, not a little, a lot of money from George Soros and wound up winning her race.
That's true, yeah.
Now, guess what?
What's that?
She's currently in the race of her lifetime in a runoff. Against another individual, and his name is, let's see, I'm going to have a problem pronouncing this, I think it's Polish, Daniel Zdrzewski, I believe is the name, the way you pronounce it, and he's running against Kimberly Gardner. So I'm going to spell the last name, folks. You might want to help out this guy Daniel and beat this Kimberly Gardner and retire her from what she's doing. But this Daniel Zdrzewski, Zdrzewski, I believe is the way you pronounce that. he's got a website. It's DanielZProsecutor.com, DanielZProsecutor.com. But he needs to beat this Kimberly Gardner and retire her once and for all, in my humble opinion.
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right, Captain. And maybe if she does get retired at the ballot box, she might be able to go back to, I don't know, lawyer school or something, so she can learn about the difference between...
Learn about the Second Amendment.
That's exactly
And learn
right.
about the Castle Doctrine.
Exactly, because she's saying, Captain, she doesn't want the Attorney General for Missouri to meddle in the case that she's bringing against the couple that defended their home, saying that it's not about the Second Amendment, it's about the First Amendment. But, Captain, just, you know, check me on this. What happens when people break into a private community, and that's a different story than going down the public thoroughfare.
It's called trespassing, amongst other things.
That's right, to have your march or whatever. But these people were very, very concerned. In fact, they were threatened as well. So, you know, it's okay to have your protest, but if you go into somebody's private property or private community, maybe that changes things a little bit, and maybe the circuit attorney Kimball can go figure that out.
Well, they were going to the mayor's house, which was right there in that same area.
Right.
So that was their reason. Yeah, we'll just break down the gate and go to the mayor's house.
Well, sure, then it's just fine. But, yeah, so maybe she could learn the difference between the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and as you said, in the Castle Doctrine from Ms. Gardner.
Yeah. Now, we also know that Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow were on a lot of the talking head shows yesterday. Apparently, the GOP version of the president's version of the virus relief stimulus bill is going to be unveiled sometime this afternoon. We think we know some of what's in there. What say you?
Well, that's right, Captain. What we know at this hour is that what they will be proposing, I think, in many cases will be for the unemployment, as it were, that would, instead of the $600 extra, they're proposing, I believe, 70% of somebody's salary.
Maximum of $400.
Exactly. So that way, but this is going to be controversial because of the $600 that was there before and is expiring. So it's going to be an interesting, sort of political thing that will happen on that. But the GOP is trying to explain that, well, wait a minute, this caused a lot of people to stay home when we began to reopen the economy, and maybe that's not the best thing for our economy, to pay people to stay home. And, of course, the Democrats have a vested interest in that. And so, obviously, it's going to, and also what we're hearing is that they will introduce this, but it could be a while before they get any kind of agreement going. But that's not good for the American people, and that'll be on the Democrats, Captain.
Well, the Democrats Democrats are saying they want the extra $600 a week supplement in place through the end of 2020 because of the fact that people will have enough money to pay for their rent and their mortgages, which is all due to set to expire on Friday. Now, evictions and all that sort of stuff are also included in there, and they're also going to be extended in this bill, but they're talking about a $400 maximum unemployment pay, which is $100 more than what it is now.
Well, right, exactly. But
the base, that is, the base.
But the Democrats will say, or will try to turn this into the GOP, the Republicans don't care about you, and they're trying to really continue to hurt you during this crisis, when in reality, the Democrats have been running a gambit about unemployment and trying to, you know, be the popular ones or whatever, you know, giving all this extra money. And, but again, it's actually undermining our ability to get our economy going again.
Here's what I've been told is going to happen. Right now, they're talking about individual payments going out sometime in August, around August, just whenever, but you got to get the bill passed first and signed, of $1,200. The Democrats are willing to barter the $600 if they'll jack up the individual payments to $2,000.
Oh, very interesting. Well, that may
I heard
be
that
they go. Well, if anything, time is of the essence, because this can't go on for weeks and weeks. Because, as you mentioned, because they have to have a bill. Now, there was talk of maybe trying to get a narrow bill that would have been done, but I don't think the Democrats will go along with that. So it's going to have to be a full package or nothing at this point, I think.
No, Nancy Pelosi, remember, they already passed back in May a $3 trillion bill, which included the $600 a week supplement in place, which was sent over to the Senate, and it's just been sitting there in limbo ever since.
Well, right. And again, this is the time when American people, they expect that their government is going to come together. And if the proposals are reasonable, or even if they try to meet in the middle, because the American people will blame the whole government ultimately. But in this case, of course, again, the Democrats, if they hold it up, they're gonna get worse, you know, in terms of the response from the public.
Yeah, well, according to Nancy Pelosi, the reason for the $600 to begin with was its simplicity. On liability protections, Pelosi said Democrats will not support a scenario in which workers can be told they are essential, but the employer has no responsibility to make the workplace safe for them. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Double talk. It's all double talk. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are just getting fired up here. Got a lot more stuff to talk about, and I got all the latest poll numbers here, and they're not what you're hearing some of these talking heads tell you. It's a whole different story when you really look into it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to lash out about President Trump's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. New Mexico Democratic Governor Lujan Grisham told ABC's This Week her state is threatened by the White House's confusing or non-existent policies.
No national strategy, no public health investment. It start with it's a hoax that we're not going to invest. Wait way too long before you talk about either pausing, suspending. You've got the president now. We're not going to have a convention. That's not safe. But we want everyone to reopen schools immediately. Makes no sense whatsoever.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CNN's State of the Union he's optimistic about the economy overall. He said the jobless rate will fall and that there will be an increase in job creation. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you got to do to get a rate quote and see how they compare to what you currently have is to go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, put in your zip code, and you'll find out whether or not there's an agent you want to talk to. They'll ask you if you want to talk to an agent, or they can do it all right there on the website. They'll give you your quotes for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you're driving a motorcycle, or maybe you've got an ATV, a boat, an RV, or something like that. They'll do all of that for you while you're there. And, oh, by the way, if you want to save more money and you've got a home, they'll give you a homeowner's quote. If you're a renter and you rent, they'll give you a renter's insurance quote. So you can get it all done in one spot right there. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there. Then maybe they can save you a bunch of money like they have me over the years. Geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, when you talk about the polls, there's all kinds of polls going in all different directions. You can go anywhere you want to go. Doesn't take a brain surgeon to do that. You can go over to Real Clear Politics, look at all the polls that are there, look at the averages that are there, and you'll notice the numbers are different than they are when you hear the individual polls being reported by, say, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC. The numbers are different. How about that?
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah.
Now, here's one for you. President Trump and Joe Biden are now running almost neck and neck in the Rasmussen Report's weekly White House survey poll that they do, which is a major poll that's done every week. Anybody that wants to can get in there and vote in it. Democrat, Republican, whatever. It's 2,500 people every week that make that poll go together. And right now, it's almost neck and neck.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. And, of course, Captain, early on in this process, I think the media wanted to make sure that they would essentially try to, you know, get the narrative out that, you know, Biden is way ahead in these polls.
Yep.
President Trump, he's foundering. He's not doing well.
Yep.
Kind of thing. But a couple of things are happening. Number one, people are starting to take a bigger interest now as the day draws near for the election. And I think it's going to be reflected more in these polls, even though they are weighted in different ways or sample more Democrats in some cases. And I think we're going to see that tightening. And number two, we're in a very, very different kind of election. Even as 2016 was so very different, 2020 is way different. And in many ways, we're in uncharted waters. However, that being said, I think that people are paying attention now. I think they are going to scrutinize Biden more than they're going to scrutinize Trump because they're thinking of giving Biden the keys to the kingdom here.
Well, President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. Now, if you go to other polls, you'll see that it's not even close to that. It's down in the 30s in some cases. But again, how is the poll figured? Okay, how many Democrats are in there versus Republicans? What type of answers are you going to get?
Well, exactly right. See, that's the thing. And that's why if you don't dig down into these poll numbers, but a lot of people simply see what's projected out there, and that is, Trump way behind again, Biden up by 12 in, you know, Michigan or something like that. And then it sounds very devastating. Yeah.
Well, then you've got these kind of answers or these kind of results. Americans believe blacks are more racist than whites, Hispanics, and Asians in this country. In other words, more people in here believe that blacks are more racist than the whites. Now, the other thing is most voters approve of President Trump's decision to use federal agents to fight the growing violent crime in some major cities. They also believe many of these cities bring the criminal problems onto themselves. Bingo!
Well, right, and that seems to be a common sense kind of a response. And again, it goes against what so many in the media or other pundits want you to think, that somehow people are on the same side of rioters. But they are on the same side of people who protest an unjust death or want things to, investigated and punished and these kinds of things. But they're not on the side of tear everything down and burn it to the ground. And that, again, that's the common sense thing. And so I'm not surprised it's reported in the polls correctly.
And as the coronavirus lockdown loosens in many states, most parents of school-aged children think the schools should reopen this fall and say it would be bad for students if they don't.
Well, that's exactly right. I don't know any parents who don't want their kids to go back to school. And, of course, they want them to go back safely. In fact, we've heard so much about how kids are not as really susceptible to this and this kind of thing. But they want to do it safely. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll take a caller here. Come on, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim, I'm calling from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Captain, I'm glad you brought up the polls because the poll that I remember is they said that over 60% of Americans are afraid to give their actual answers to pollsters.
That's true.
Afraid. Now, not only that, but of the percent that is happy to give their answers to pollsters, most of them are hard left.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that tell you? What it tells you is, just like the last election, they're trying to shame the Trump voters who are patriotic, and they just won't talk to pollsters, but those people will vote, just like last time.
That's true.
And thank you very much, Gavin.
All right, thank you. That's true. And the most accurate of the polls that was out there last time around and the time before is the Rasmussen poll.
Well, that's right, and the caller is exactly right about what he just said. I think most people they don't want to be vilified in some way, shape, or form by giving their actual answer. They're done with the canceling. They're done with being insulted. They're done with that. They're going to speak at the ballot box.
Now, at the end, I'm going to tell you how this is works out here. But anyway, voters in both major parties are getting more enthusiastic about a Trump-Biden presidential matchup in November. The Republicans, by far, have the more enthusiastic polling numbers. They're polling at 90%.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's an understatement, I think. Yeah.
Yep. And opposition is growing to efforts by the political left to defund the police, with most Americans convinced now by almost 2-1 that such a move would lead to more violent crime. So they're losing on that issue.
Well, they certainly are. Again, that's a common sense issue. We're not going to defund the police. It's ridiculous.
And voters seem to be comfortable with the immigration restrictions President Trump has put in place to counter the economic effects of the coronavirus. They believe Americans should get the jobs available first.
Yeah, again, absolutely, yes.
And finally, voters should think that, still think that most news reporters are biased and will continue to help Joe Biden a lot more than President Trump in their coverage of the presidential campaign. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Catwoman. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Actually, I was calling for two things. Hello, Kyle. The first thing is right across the line there where my mother stays in the assisted living / nursing home facility. Today the guard's coming in to test everyone because nearby facility tested positive for 4 people. So they're coming in to do everything tomorrow for everybody. Because they went back down in full lockdown because of those 4 cases.
Okay.
The other thing real quick in Stark County, Indiana, where my son and daughter-in-law live, they didn't get enough answers from the school district, so they're going to keep him out for another semester. I guess they didn't give them enough
semester
answers. Yeah, they're going to keep him out for a semester.
Is that till the first of the year?
Yes, I believe so. They're going to try to start it back up, and
okay.
I guess a lot of parents couldn't get what they wanted from the county on what to keep the kids safe, I guess, and so they opted to go ahead and keep them out.
All right.
I guess they had that option.
Okay. Well, but, where are you at tonight?
Heading down to Laredo. I'm going to go play in the rain, I guess.
Well, the rain has pretty much gone away from Laredo, so you should be clear and dry going down most of the way.
Oh, good.
We'll get into that in a few minutes.
I appreciate
that. Thank you very much, Catwoman.
Thanks. Take care of both of you. Bye-bye.
All right. Catwoman and Road Dog, and they're out on the highways tonight headed back down south to Laredo, and we'll take a look at the weather map here in a little bit and let them know what they got in front of them. But, you know, Kyle, the thing of it is the Rasmussen poll is plus or minus 3%, which is what good polls are. They also poll 2,500 people. Remember I've told you, if you got a poll with 100 or 250 or 300 or 400 or 500, anything less than 1,000, you really don't have much of anything that's called a push poll.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they are always tipped one way or another.
Sure, yeah.
Because the Republicans do it, the Democrats do it. But in the case of Rasmussen, they don't do it that way. It's pretty much 50-50. But there's a difference. Could be a plus 3% one way or the other. They don't always get it perfect, but that's what they're telling you right off the bat. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Tell all the truckers what's going on out there tonight. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to come your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, nearest you. When you see them out there, they are your home away from home. Pull on in there. And on the Third Watch, you go in there, tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You heard me mention the Flying J truck stop on our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, here we go. Going to light it up.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-a-ling. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old. Always no hooky, no goosey, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
yeah, the Georgia Satellites. We'll tone that on down for just a second here. But Georgia Satellites, don't tell me no lies and keep your hands to yourself. Let's bring Kyle Warren in here. All right, Kyle, well, I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then I'll let you have it. Tropical Cyclone Douglas is going to impact the Hawaiian Islands into Monday with strong winds, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, storm surge, and dangerous surf. So anybody in the Hawaiian Island area, whether you're on a cruise ship or you're on land or whatnot, be advised you got some really rough weather coming your direction. Now, meanwhile, additional rainfall and flooding will remain possible in parts of South Texas as Hannah moves away. It's now a depression. The heavy rainfall may also develop over parts of the Rockies. We're seeing that right now, just west of I-25, up north of New Mexico, as the case may be, and the plains during the next few days as well. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, out west, Captain, all of the activity is basically in Northern California, also Northern Nevada, Southern Oregon, Southern Ohio, and parts of Washington state as well. We've got heat advisories in Seattle, Tacoma. We've got heat advisories out in central Washington with encompassing Spokane and west of that as well. Also heading down the coastline, Salem, Oregon, Eugene, down the state of Washington and Oregon, Salem, Eugene. We've also got heat advisories also in Northern California as well. But we have some fire weather warnings in Southern Oregon, also in Northern Nevada. And I just saw this pop up, and that is that the red flag warning, the fire weather watch, rather, is no longer in effect. This issued by Elko, the weather service in Elko, and they're saying be on the lookout for dry thunderstorms and gusty outflow winds. And so you want to be careful in that area as well. And so that's where we're at in terms of the fire weather warnings and fire weather watch in southern Idaho as well.
And, of course, with our affiliates up there in the Seattle area as well as in Salem, Oregon, you folks there, you need to be on your best behavior and don't start any campfires that are unattended. Make sure the fires are out. All right, well, here we go. We're going to go over to Colorado because let's see. First of all, from Albuquerque East on I-40 all the way over to Amarillo and over towards Elko in Oklahoma, you have got rain down from Amarillo down towards Lubbock as well, and there's a little bit of rain that's starting up now in Colorado about 25 to 40, 50 miles north of I-25, up from I-25 and to the west of I-25. You do have some rain started in. You also have right now in Kansas across the eastern third of Kansas to include Salina, Kansas, and Emporia, Kansas, on up towards Kansas City, just west of Kansas City, and over to the northwestern corner of Missouri around St. Joseph. You've also got some rain there and some flash flood warnings and watches in the area right now, as well as the southeastern part of Nebraska, where there's some rain flood watches and warnings there as well. There's been some rain reported up in the upper northern part of Wisconsin tonight, and also over to the east in New Jersey and Delaware and down into the southeastern corner of Virginia and the northeastern corner of North Carolina. You've got a high heat advisory there, and that high heat advisory then goes up into upstate New York, where we pick it up again on I-81 from Binghamton up to Syracuse, and then all the way across I-90 from Boston, Massachusetts, down to Cape Cod. Lynn in Cape Cod said that she brought the heat, or the heat wound up going up to her, as well as Connecticut, Rhode Island, southern part of New Hampshire, southern part of Vermont, and up I-87 all the way to Lake George, and then, as I said, I-90 from Boston all the way across to Rochester. You've got a high heat advisory there. So it's going to be an interesting day around the country in terms of that kind of weather. And then again, Kyle, South Texas, I can see the flood watches and the warnings right there. Brownsville over to Harlingen in that area. But Laredo, Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys are looking good going on down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right, Captain. Yeah, it's really hard to to think that, for example, in the Boston area, you've got the weather that could go from 100 to 104 degrees, basically. That's the expectation right now.
Well, nothing should surprise any of us when it comes to the weather this time of the year. And, of course, the other thing is taking a look at the National Hurricane Center. Hannah is in Mexico, and it's now strictly a depression. We do have, though, another system coming across the Atlantic, and let me get to it here and look at it. There's an 80% probability that this is going to develop into something. It's called disturbance number one. That's what they're calling it so far. Shower activity continues to become a little better organized in association with a broad area of low pressure located over the central tropical Atlantic, about midway between the coast of Africa and the Lesser Antilles. Environmental conditions are expected to become increasingly conducive for development of this system, and a tropical depression or tropical storm is likely to form within the next 24 to 48 hours while moving westward to west-northwestward at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. So far, this is going to be a fast-moving system. Now, this system is expected to begin affecting portions of the Lesser Antilles on Wednesday or Wednesday night. Interest in those islands should continue to monitor the progress. Formation change over the next 48 hours is 80%. Formation chance over the next 5 days is 90%. So this is going to be something.
It certainly is, Captain. And way over in the Pacific, in Hawaii, Hurricane Douglas may pack winds of 85 miles per hour, we understand.
Yeah, okay. And that's lower down from what it was, because at one time it had winds well over 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
So they're lucky there in that respect. But, again, looking at the national weather, that is our national highway and byway weather for the hour right now. And keep in mind that we want to see you when you get an opportunity to pull into the Flying J and take advantage of that free coffee that's out there for anybody that goes in there and says, hey, I was just listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I heard your ad on his radio show about the Flying J, and bingo, you wind up with a free cup of coffee. It's just that simple. And in some cases, you might actually hear the show being played behind the counter, because a lot of places do. And again, it's all good stuff, good stuff. And let's see, Catwoman Road Dog just chimed in again here. Okay, she's just saying they're on the way for the... Oh, she's thanking Flying J for sponsoring the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You betcha, because we couldn't do it without them. And, of course, one of the things is we're working out something with them. We may be able to go to some of their truck stops with some things that are coming up here in the future. Maybe, kind of, sort of. We're waiting to see what happens after the election, because that's what's going to determine it. Right now, we're kind of locked into things with the... oh, by the way, Steve, listen to this. The music has me rocking in my desk chair. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you think that's something, Steve, you wait till you hear the next hour's music. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.